This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The world around us is turning pink, so it must be October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Over the next few weeks, thousands of people will take to the streets to raise money, to urge women to get mammograms, and to celebrate those who are ostensibly beating cancer, the survivors. For many, the word survivor spells hope and optimism. But some women who've had breast cancer are just not comfortable with the term. Perhaps that seems like a minor concern in the face of such a daunting illness, but words and labels are powerful, and sometimes finding a term that feels right can be an important part of defining oneself post-cancer. Long before there's even a thought about what you will call yourself once you get through a life-threatening illness, there's a moment that changes everything. For Jennifer Boyler, that moment came in 2011 when she found a lump in her breast. She was 34 years old and nursing her son at the time. Her doctor thought it was likely a blocked milk duct or a cyst, and she went to get it drained.
The surgical oncologist at that time went to do what's called an aspiration to pull the fluid out of what they thought was the cyst, and it wasn't a fluid-based cyst. And I would say that was the moment when I knew that I had cancer. So I watched his face, I watched his kind of visage change, and I thought, okay, something's happening. So he tagged the lump with a titanium marker and said to me that I would be going and having more imaging. So I got back in my car, and for context, my family were enjoying hot dogs from Sonic. And it was such a surreal moment. My life was changing.
Jennifer got through a double mastectomy, chemo, radiation, and breast reconstruction that she remembers as incredibly painful. It's hard to imagine any of this now. Jennifer looks perfectly healthy. She's energetic, with a bob of red hair and colorful earrings. Once she got better, she wondered how she would refer to her experience.
So survivor, when I looked up the definitions of it, survivor implies having lived through something that would have otherwise been deadly. And the synonyms for survivor are things like leftovers, bits and pieces, remnants.
She felt this didn't describe the pain, the fear and anxiety, the fact that for long stretches she couldn't pick up her two children. She says cancer nearly wrecked her otherwise strong marriage, so she chose another term.
I call myself cancer resilient. I actually have the word resilient tattooed on my thigh because I am. And it's not, survivor is also a very personal word. It's not just me that's cancer resilient. It's my whole family. We've all had to adapt.
I met Jennifer through two researchers at Rutgers University in Camden, New Jersey. They were conducting a study on women who've had double mastectomies, and in their interviews with participants, women talked about their feelings about the term survivor, so they decided to collect those thoughts.
When do I become a survivor? Is it when I had the surgery? Is it a 5-year out? So it's a very confusing term.
One woman said that when I die from something that wasn't cancer, then I could say I was a survivor.
These are the researchers for the study, Trish Suplee and Bonnie Jerome D'Amelia. They both teach in the School of Nursing at Rutgers Camden. Here's Trish Suplee again.
Some went into the fact that they didn't have it as bad as others. You know, one describing that, well, I didn't have to have chemo or radiation, therefore I don't consider myself a survivor because somebody else had it worse than I did.
Bonnie Jerome D'Amelia says women are constantly thinking about the threat of their cancer returning, and superstition comes into play.
So they felt that by owning the word survivor, they were maybe tricking themselves into believing that the cancer had gone away. And for all except for one of the women in our study, they truly believed they had not been cured.
They found that how women referred to their experience was a very individual choice and often became part of reclaiming their lives after cancer. If you don't like the term survivor, you do run into a bit of a naming problem. Survivor is short, it's snappy. Helen Cook, another woman who participated in the Rutgers study, doesn't love the term, but she also doesn't really like some of the alternatives. For example, warrior.
The flip side of that might imply that someone who doesn't make it didn't fight hard enough, didn't want it enough. I know for a fact that's not the case.
And when her brother called her a hero on Facebook, she felt flattered, but also thought it was too big of a word.
I did not run into a burning building to save a child. You know, I am simply dealing with my reality. And right now, my body is the burning building, so I don't have the option.
Instead, she likes to keep things simple.
I refer to myself as Helen. I am someone who has had breast cancer, and there's a litany of 79 other descriptors that would apply to me, so that's one of them.
Helen Cook is a consultant. She's an animal lover. She's a New Jersey resident, just to name a few other descriptions. Both Helen Cook and Jennifer Boyler say they believe awareness and fundraising is very important. They also don't mind other women using the term survivor to describe themselves. They just feel it's not right for them. But there's one thing that does drive Jennifer Boyler nuts. She was at a grocery store recently.
I saw a hat that had a little camo on it, and it said, "Save a rack." And I took a picture, and the store manager was looking at me, and my husband's hiding his face. And I thought, I need to see that, because I need to do something about that. That's so far removed from what this is about. It's not about saving a woman's breasts. It's about women's lives. It's about their lives during, after. It's about their children's lives. The rack, the boobies, all of these, save the boobies, that's not it. That's not it at all.